If I have one more woman with ADHD come to me wanting help, saying I'm already doing 17 things, but I want to figure out how to be a better mom and wife, I'm going to fucking scream at every neurotypical man that set those fucking standards. They're unrealistic. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be Unemployable. It is me, Jamie. It's going to be a solo episode today. Maggie and I texted earlier today, and she's got a lot of things going on, and she offered to do a solo episode. And I was like, no, Maggie, we are business partners. And Maggie's amazing in that we're really open about like how we're feeling and how our life is going at the moment. So that we can lean on each other when we need to. And she told me, she's like, I am so busy today. I'm doing so many things, but I can still, you know, I could record it solo since I can't be there at our normal time. I'm like, no problem, Maggie. I will record it solo. So she's freaking awesome. So today it is a solo episode with me. So we are going to talk about executive functioning and more specifically executive dysfunctioning, especially because those of us with ADHD, what happens is we have a really hard time planning things, prioritizing things, starting a task, finishing a task, literally moving from one room to the other, switching tasks. And this is because of our brain. It's because of how our brain is wired. So what typically happens for those of us who are women and not men with ADHD is that we grow up thinking that there's something inherently wrong with us that is a almost like a character flaw. Like I'm sure a lot of you have experienced someone saying, hey, you just need to try harder. You just need to focus more. You just need to make a list. If one more motherfucker tells me to make a list. And they're likely neurotypical people with really good intentions, but what they seem to not understand is that us with ADHD, our beautiful neurodivergent brains are absolutely wired differently. And so these tips and tricks from neurotypical people to us neurodivergent brains, it doesn't work. For two, it really invalidates our experience as someone with ADHD because it's like telling somebody without legs that if they would just try harder, they would be able to run. In order for them to be able to run, they need to have the correct prosthetics. They need to have likely physical therapy to know how to use the prosthetics. There's a whole team behind them becoming functional. So if you are a neurodivergent person who has been told your entire life you just need to try harder and make a list and you know, just get organized, just go clean, and once you get organized everything will be totally better, I just want to tell you that for one, I'm so sorry that you had that experience, and unfortunately it's not an uncommon experience, and two, I'm with you. I've had this experience so many times in the past, whether it be from teachers. My mom was really amazing at not putting those unrealistic standards on me because she was also neurodivergent. She was diagnosed with ADHD actually after she became sober from opioids and had a brain scan done, and they actually saw from a brain scan that she had ADHD. And I knew that my mom had ADHD before I knew that I had ADHD, but that's a conversation for another day. So I'm very fortunate that my mom didn't put these unrealistic, like neurotypical expectations on me, but I absolutely had them put on me by teachers, professors, friends, family members. You know, you've had the same experience. I'm preaching to the choir. So let's talk a little bit about executive functioning, executive dysfunctioning, what happens in your brain, and what we can do to help it. So a disclaimer, ADHD is a neurodevelopmental disorder. What that means is that it manifests as behaviors, but those behaviors stem from your brain. Just like you wouldn't be mad at somebody that doesn't have legs, that they can't run. This is the same compassion we need to have towards ourselves of why we function and sometimes don't function the way that we do sometimes. I hope that that is making sense to you. So what's happening is our frontal lobe. So the brain is comprised of different areas, right? I'm going to try not to get like too sciencey. I'm a little bit of a science nerd, but I'm going to try not to be too sciencey. There is a part of your brain that controls executive functioning. And executive functioning is all of those things that I spoke about before: the planning, organizing, starting a task, finishing a task, switching from one task to another, organizing tasks, prioritizing. If I already mentioned these more than once, it's because I have ADHD and I want to make sure I hit all of them. Executive functioning. Our frontal lobe also is it helps us to regulate our emotions. So those of us with ADHD, we often feel things very deeply. We often have a really hard time thinking within the gray. And what I mean by that is we have a hard time, we often think in black and white. If you have ever said, like, I have a very all or nothing personality, a good example of this is when we have a hyper focus, right? We have a hard time maybe even veering away from the phone screen or the computer screen to do a different task because we're so caught up in that hyper focus. And that is because our executive functioning, our brain has a hard time switching from one task to another. And it all kind of intertwines. We have a hard time switching tasks. Therefore, we have a hard time getting things done that we need to get done. Therefore, it makes our life as an adult really fucking hard because we're not getting the things done that we need to. And business owners out there, they know how hard it is or how important it is to get things done. So that's the science. I just want to first, before I ever give advice, what I like to do first is one, talk to you about what's happening at the level of your brain, because our brain is something that we were born with. We didn't have control over the brain that we were born with. And I don't want this to be a big shame fest of there's something wrong with your brain. You have an amazing brain. People with ADHD are the most creative, intelligent humans in the entire world. It's just knowing how to work that brain to be functional, to use it to its capacity. Does that make sense? I hope so. So to get our brain to do the things that we need to do. Oh, so sorry. What I was saying is I like you to first understand that it happens at your brain, the level of your brain, and what manifests are the behaviors. Okay. So when we understand the brain better, we can understand why the behaviors are the way that they are. And then we can put into place things to help those behaviors. Because looking at just the behaviors and saying, hey, you should try this, you're likely going to get advice from neurotypical people that don't understand your brain. And therefore, they're giving you advice that isn't meant for your brain. Because typical advice is made for neurotypical brains. Okay. So I'm going to help you with advice for your brain. All right. So executive functioning. There's a lot of us listening to this who have a lot of shit going on in their daily lives. There's a lot of moms. There's a lot of entrepreneurs. There's a lot of, I'm sure, students in college or maybe even high school that have a lot of things going on. There's a lot of, I imagine there being like six plates on a stick, and you have to just, how can I explain this better? There was an analogy and I'm having a really hard time finding the words. It's like when you try to keep all the plates spinning without them falling and crashing. And if we if we do what our neurodivergent brain wants to do, it's that we want to just focus on the one plate and just keep spinning it and let everything else crash. Because with our executive functioning, it's hard to pay attention to something that isn't incredibly interesting. And that's where it's hard to use executive functioning. So one big tip that I would love to bestow on you is that, for one, figure out what time of day you have the most energy. And before you turn this off and say, Jamie, you are a fucking wackadoo. I just heard that term for the first time from one of my clients. Shout out to you, Angela. I thought it was the greatest term. Like, I'm not a wackadoo. Stick with me. I will tell you why this is so important. So with us with ADHD, there's a couple things that go on. Oftentimes, if we pay really good attention, there is a certain time of day that we have the most energy. And why is that so fucking important? Well, we're already working with a brain that has a hard time attending to and completing tasks that are not interesting to us, okay? Add exhaustion to that, and you're almost guaranteed that shit isn't going to get done. I will literally walk you through how I structure my day to where I can actually get shit done. And I will explain why it works and then give you tips of how to implement it into your day. So first of all, I am the most productive from about an hour after I wake up until about 5 p.m. The reason for that is, one, my brain is sharper because I don't have decision fatigue. When I wake up, I typically look over, I put on the first outfit that kind of sort of goes together. I don't put too much energy into it. I drink my coffee and my water and my Zip Fizz, because I'm typically drinking like three drinks in the morning. Those of us with ADHD, we always have like more than one drink on hand. Am I right or am I wrong? And I'm fresh. My brain is fresh. As long as I slept okay that night, and sometimes that is challenging, as long as I slept okay that night, I wake up feeling pretty good. And from there, I know I have the most energy. Oh, also, the reason I wait an hour after I wake up is because I take my ADHD medication when I wake up, and an hour after that is when it is fully in my system. So I know that an hour after I wake up, I am the most focused I am going to be that entire day. I know that I have a really, really solid window for the next about 4 hours. I have a pretty good window for another 4 hours after that. So to utilize executive functioning, or these tips and these tricks work when your brain is the most optimal. I like to tell people, yes, it is important to break down your task to see exactly how long something will take to work. But if you have broken that task down beautifully and you try to do it at, for me, it would be at like, say, 8 or 9 p.m. when I've already been working on my business, talking to potential clients, recording my podcast, talking to Maggie, making business decisions, investment decisions, my brain is not going to be able to do a task. It's not going to be able to do a novel or a new task. It's just not going to be a good time. A task at 8 a.m. for me may take me 10 minutes to be able to focus and get it done. That exact task at 8 p.m., I may not even be able to understand the steps that go into the task. I will be so overwhelmed with everything that I already did that day that I won't be able to get the simple thing done. How many times has this happened to you? I saw this meme on Facebook a while ago and it said, "It took me 10 minutes to do something I've been putting off for 4 months. I have learned nothing from this." That is true. There are going to be things that I will just straight up probably always put off and I need to get better at it, like my damn taxes. But on a day-to-day basis, as long as I tackle my hardest tasks during that most energetic period of my day, I know that I'm going to have the brain power to do 2 to 3 challenging tasks. And with having a business that is newer, I've been in business, time is hard. It's been less than 7 months now. I'm still developing it. I'm still pivoting. I'm still trying things. I'm still learning new softwares, which technology, if anyone has been listening for any period of time, you know that technology is incredibly hard for me to do a very simple task. Like I just recently learned how to use Instagram. It had to be during my optimal prime window where Maggie could walk me through it. And it wasn't until the next day when I was doing it on my own that I did it during that optimal prime window, or else I wouldn't have been able to do that task. Right now, I'm recording this video using Loom, which I didn't even know has free recording software. And right now it is 2 p.m. my time. So my brain is still in that optimal performance window between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. And I didn't make too many big decisions today to where I'm too tired to know how to use a new software, even though it only really required a login and a press record. If I were to do this at 8 p.m., the thought of it would be too overwhelming because of everything I had already done that day. So sometimes the task in itself isn't even that challenging, but if our brain is not primed to take in new information, it's going to feel overwhelming. And then you're going to come back the next day with maybe a fresher brain and say, I don't understand why this was so hard. Why it was so hard, my friend, is because of how your brain is wired and the time of day that you started that task, or how many decisions you already made that day. Or maybe you're just fucking tired and burnt out and you actually do need several days to rest before your brain will get charged. That's another thing, probably for another day, of how to avoid that state of burnout. We did talk about that in a recent podcast episode. I wish I could tell you the name of the podcast episode, but I have ADHD and after it is published, I forget the names of the podcast episodes. So that's one tip. One is figure out the time of day that you need, or that your brain is the most engaged. The second part of that is write down the things that you have to get done. But even then, write down how many steps are in that thing and how long do each of those steps take. For example, I am recording this podcast. Okay. So if I were to put on my to-do list, record podcast and publish. Now, those of us with ADHD, we have a skewed sense of time. We often underestimate how long something will take. So for this example, how long does it take me to do a podcast episode? One, there's talking to Maggie and making sure, hey, are you recording? Am I recording? Are we recording together? Two, there's a little bit of back and forth of like, hey, are you cool with me talking about this week? And then after that, I have to log in. This was a new software, so it took me like 10 minutes to figure it out. There's another 10 minutes. And then the podcast episodes are about 30 minutes long. There's another 30 minutes. From there, it's uploading the video and the audio into our shared document, which I have not done before, and that's going to take some time. That's likely going to take a good 20 minutes for me to, one, figure out, and two, it's going to take time to upload. And then I have to upload it into Anchor, find the timestamp of what I want my intro to be, cut that, put it in the beginning, add the music. It's going to be it's going to take a couple hours to do a 30 minute podcast because there are so many steps that go into a podcast recording. So when you're creating your to-do list, don't just put the things that need to get done. Put one thing that needs to get done and then all the steps that need to happen for that one thing to get done. From there, write down how long is it going to take to do those steps. It's likely going to take you longer than you originally thought. And that's just how our brain works, right? We have a skewed sense of time. We think that going to the grocery store and coming back is going to take an hour when in reality it could take three, finding parking, finding the grocery store. Like myself, I'm in a new city. Sometimes it takes energy just to get outside, to get into the car and know you're going to go to a new place because of the anxiety of like, crap, I've never done this before. That's another thing. When you're doing a task that you haven't done before, it's going to take longer. Sometimes you need to take time just to mentally prepare to do the new task. And that's something that's not talked about. I'll tell my husband, hey, I have to do this thing. And he will, you know, walk into another room. He'll come back and he'll be like, what are you doing? I thought you were doing the thing. And I'm like, I am. I'm preparing to do the thing. So sometimes we need to literally put that prep time into our thing, right? So instead of putting 17,000 things on your to-do list, how about we put one or two things on that to-do list? All the steps to do that thing, estimate how much time it will take, and put extra time so that if you get it done before, then great. If not, no big deal. Okay. Do not put a task and then put the least amount of effort or like the least amount possible that it will take. Overestimate how long it could take. Like, if at the very most this podcast will be 30 minutes to say an hour, I would estimate, hey, I'm going to have an hour of recording time. And then if it ends up being 30 minutes, great. I didn't expect that. I budgeted enough time. Does that make sense, friends? I hope so. So those are the big things. One, work when you are the most focused. And I do recognize that I don't have tiny humans, all right? And I have my husband and my dogs. My husband is very much, he's able to take care of himself, my dogs, as long as they are fed and watered, which honestly, my husband takes care of that. I just have to let them outside and then I'm able to focus on my business. I 100% understand that probably most people that are listening to this are not in that situation. And I do not for one second want it to feel like this bitch doesn't have kids. She's telling me what to do to be productive. No, I am saying like nobody works harder than a mom. I will literally preach that until the day that I die. People like assume that I have children because I'm such a mom advocate. I don't have tiny humans. Nobody works harder than a mom. And I know that the opportunity to get shit done oftentimes is not there. If you have one little one, if you have two little ones, if you have any little ones, if you've got so much shit going on all the time, you're an Uber, a nurse, a taxi, the homemaker, the emotional support, the therapist, the best friend, you are fucking everything to everybody all the time. And I just want to acknowledge that for a second. I didn't know that I was going to be doing a TED talk about how moms are fucking miracle workers, but here we are. And it's going to happen a lot more. So if you don't have the opportunity to do the things you need to do during your prime window, to pick the best case scenario. It's not always going to be pretty. But with that, I also want to remind you, you're doing a lot. You're doing a lot already. And if I have one more woman with ADHD come to me wanting help, saying I'm already doing 17 things, but I want to figure out how to be a better mom and wife, I'm going to fucking scream at every neurotypical man that set those fucking standards. They're unrealistic. You don't need to have 18,000 things crossed off of your to-do list every single day. If everybody in your house is loved and fed, then you're doing your fucking job. Okay? So let's just take all those standards and throw them out the window. Okay? Let me just tell you how I really feel for a second. Also, if you're doing all the cooking and cleaning, just like give me your spouse's number because I'm not okay with it. And I also want to talk about when you are a mom, You're already making, I want to preface this with, I do not understand what it's like to be a mom. There's no way for me to understand what it's like to be a mom. Okay. Let me just say that really quick. What I want to acknowledge though, is that you're already making so many decisions every single day. What am I going to make for dinner? When am I going to clean? Where am I going to send my kid to school? What park am I going to go to for the play date? Where am I going to get the groceries this week? Where am I going to find the birthday presents? Where, I mean, you're making so many decisions every single day. Of course, you are fucking fatigued. Of course, you're having a hard time doing novel tasks. Of course, you're having a hard time getting things done other than keeping your tiny human alive. So let's just normalize that. Part of being functional with ADHD is accepting, one, your brain, and two, setting a more realistic expectation of what your life is going to look like on a daily basis. If your life on a daily basis is filled with healthy relationships, healthy boundaries, and 80% of the time you're functional, then you're doing really fucking great. If you're judging your life based on how clean is my house, how great was the baked good I made for the bake sale or whatever, that's just fucking bullshit standards that this society has put on you as a woman, and I won't have anything to do with it. So to recap, one, look at what time of day are you able to be the most functional? What time of day is your brain the sharpest? Two, write down the things you need to get done, but more importantly, write down the things that need to get done for that thing to get done. As in the podcast example, I need to record it, log into the software, talk to Maggie, edit it, upload it, all those things. Write them down and then write down how long those tasks will take you. The next part is to accept the fact that you have already made so many fucking decisions on a daily basis, and it makes it hard to do other things. I'm not saying that you are not Superwoman. You've likely already proved to yourself and others that you are Superwoman. You've already done so many fucking great things, but this expectation of let's do more, it comes from societally women being told that they have to do everything, and then feeling like we have to do everything, and then feeling like we are not worthy unless we do everything all of the time for everyone but our fucking selves. And that's where our boundaries get compromised. We're fucking exhausted all the time and we're not doing anything that's actually important to us. Okay, the last part. Accept that your life is crazy. Accept that you're already doing enough. And actually, that's it. Accept that your life is crazy. Accept that you're already doing enough. And know how your brain is wired is going to make things more challenging. It's going to make it more challenging to get things done. Do the best you can with your day. Some days are going to be incredibly productive. You're going to be able to get so much shit done. Other days, you're going to have a really hard time getting out of bed into the shower. Let's normalize that both of those are experiences that those of us with ADHD have. Maggie is a nearly seven-figure entrepreneur. She also has days where it is hard to get into the shower, okay? I have a fucking master's degree and a business and we're starting a second one together. And yes, very productive, but also I have days where it is fucking hard to get things done because of having to make so many decisions, fatigue, things like that. Okay. So I hope that that was helpful for you as far as learning things that you can do to help executive dysfunction, but I also want to normalize how our brain works and help you to accept that there's nothing wrong with you, but your brain is not going to function in the same way a typical brain does. So again, asking your brain to function like a typical brain is like asking somebody without legs to run. All right. And I will leave you with that. I'm not sure if it'll be Maggie solo, if it'll be us together, if it'll be me. I'm not sure. But you will have an episode coming out next week. And one of us or both of us will see you there. All right. Bye, guys.